AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It's a deal. A senior diplomat says a landmark nuclear agreement has been reached with Iran. The diplomat says final obstacles have all been worked out. It reportedly includes a compromise between Washington and Tehran that would allow UN inspectors to press for visits to Iranian military sites as part of their monitoring duties. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports on what President Obama wants out of this deal.
The president knows any deal will face fierce opposition, both in Congress and Israel. But aides say he's convinced this one will close down all of the potential avenues Iran has to creating a nuclear bomb. And the inspection measures are tough enough to ensure if Iran cheats, we'll know it.
In that real-life Gone Girl case in California, federal prosecutors say they've charged a disbarred Harvard-trained lawyer with the March abduction of Denise Huskins, taken from her boyfriend Aaron Quinn's home. Attorney Douglas Rappaport says his client deserves an apology from police.
The police department said it was a hoax and she owed an apology to the public. Well, today, the Vallejo Police Department owes an apology to Ms. Huskins and Mr. Quinn.
Another remarkable story coming out of North Central Washington State, where Sheriff Frank Rogers says a driver picked up a teenage girl who said she'd survived a plane crash on Saturday.
She said she was a 16-year-old girl. She was involved in a plane crash. And she had been hiking for 2 days and hiked out to the highway where a car picked her up and brought her to the store.
Her father says Autumn Veach is exhausted but doing well. The fate of her two step-grandparents who were also on board is not yet known. A search continues for the plane wreckage. The son of a Boston police captain accused of plotting to detonate pressure cooker bombs at an unidentified university, along with other terror acts aimed at supporting the Islamic State group. This is AP Radio News. Rapper 50 Cent says he's bankrupt just days after a jury ordered him to pay up in an invasion of privacy lawsuit.
I'll take you to the candy shop. 50 Cent has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in Connecticut, where he owns a 50,000 square foot mansion. His filing lists both his assets and liabilities as between $10 million and $50 million. The documents say his debts are primarily consumer and not business related. On Friday, a jury in New York ordered 50 Cent to pay $5 million to a woman who said he added himself as a crude commentator to her sex tape and posted it online without her permission in 2009. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Britain Spence William has started a new job as an air ambulance pilot. Is it long term?
There's nothing to say I couldn't do it for the rest of my life. I might be able to. I can still balance the two. But obviously, there's at some point, there's probably going to be a lot more pressure and responsibility from my other side of my life.
He is second in line to the throne. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.